My first trip to Oregon was memorable for reasons that I would prefer to forget. I was 8 years old, and my family had just moved to Portland from Fargo. Not 5 minutes down the trail, a banana slug the size of a Twinkie sat in the middle of the path. I had never seen anything like it. I screamed and started to cry, refusing to advance another inch. My parents offered to hold my hand while I stepped over the slug. Nope. They tried to pick me up and lift me over it. No, ma'am. They showed me a detour to go around it and continue the hike. Nuh-uh. I turned around and went back to the car. But kids are adaptable. A few hikes later, I saw a pair of banana slugs curled around each other to form a perfect circle. I admired the way each thick, slimy body tapered toward the other, making a perfect yin and yang. I didn't know that they were also making baby slugs. By the time I was in sixth grade, I was daring friends to lick one, because it makes your tongue go numb. What started as a disgust had become curiosity and led to something like affection. My parents raised me to believe that the more you learn about the world, the more interesting life becomes. They encouraged their three boys to apply this philosophy broadly to life, most especially to nature. For instance, I didn't realize until I went to college that waterfalls are a vacation destination for most people. I took it for granted that trails through old growth forests and sweeping mountain vistas were just a short drive from our modest one-story house in Portland. My parents' own upbringing didn't provide any obvious clues for where they learned to value lifelong curiosity or the natural world. My mom, Elaine, grew up with her sister and brother in Chicago. Her father was a strict disciplinarian who served in World War II, and her mother was a flamboyant fortune teller who worked at carnivals wearing a blonde wig and false eyelashes that would become her signature look. Not exactly an outdoorsy family. My dad, Leonard, grew up in the San Francisco area, raised by a working mother who was widowed when my dad was 12. Teenage Lynn and his younger brother would come home from school each day to an empty house and heat up a can of beans while their mom was at work. One night, Lynn got an idea to avoid dirtying a pot that he'd have to wash. He put an unopened can of beans directly on the stove and turned on the burner. He went off to play and forgot about the can until he heard a thunderclap from the kitchen. The kid who'd grow up to be my father spent weeks cleaning the film of beans off the ceiling and walls. Hiking and camping weren't ingrained in his family's DNA either. Nevertheless, my two brothers and I spent most of our weekends outdoors. Our parents would take us to the Columbia River Gorge, or we'd drive west to the fog of the coast. In Oregon, nobody calls it the beach, maybe to discourage false hopes of warmth and sun. Late in the summer, we would drive east to Mount Hood, where hiking trails wound through alpine meadows and kaleidoscope blooms under the cables of ski lifts. My mom kept a diary of the wildflowers we saw during our hikes. Week after week, she would fastidiously log the date, trail, and species we found along the path. In those years of the late 20th century, before smartphones and plant ID apps, she would pore through field guides and consult strangers on the trail to figure out what each flower was. Picking a bloom was absolutely forbidden in my family. Let it live. Over the years, that hiking journal became her personal almanac and guidebook.